Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show. It's time to announce our biggest fan contestant.
Oh, no, we don't know what it means then.
Ah, I can't. This guy.
I was thinking nap time, but.
This guy, he's always in the chat. This guy is our biggest fan today. He's got 10 minutes. To call in to be qualified for the biggest fan contest, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Anthony Sandoval and El Cajon, you are today's biggest fan. Anthony, you got 10 minutes to call in to be qualified for our biggest fan contest. Starting now, Frank just hit the timer. 10 minutes for Anthony Sandoval. Paging Anthony Sandoval. You got 10 minutes to call in to be qualified for the biggest fan contest. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If he calls in the next 10 minutes, he has a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey Suites at a future Padres game with all the fan staff. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. Anthony Sandoval. Is he qualified? He call in?
Nope, that's it.
All right. I
took
think he
Anthony
is.
25 seconds. That might be a personal best.
Not bad for a Saintsman, Anthony Sandoval.
Oh gosh.
He's in the chat. He mentions it all
oh,
the time.
Oh no.
What happened?
Oh, Gwynn and Chris broke it. Both of these shows, our show and the morning show, are 2 for 2. Gwynn and Chris, their caller did not call in yesterday, so we are not a perfect 5 for 5.
We're 2 for 2, though.
We are 2 for 2.
Bang. Anthony Sandoval. Rod called in 10 seconds.
There's a joke there. I'm going to leave that alone. Gonzo, do you mind?
Yeah, Gonzo, I mean, put the joke in there.
Yeah, you didn't have a problem making the joke earlier. Gonzo, go for it.
Anthony, I could do a lot less than 25 seconds, baby. There it is. Anthony's got some good one-liners in the YouTube chat. All right, the biggest news that we had today, and we didn't get to play the Midday Sports Standoff because we had this breaking news, but if you could take me down to the Midday Sports Standoff this month, Sammy Hagar returns to Las Vegas, and you would be able to qualify for an opportunity to see Sammy Hagar. He returns to Las Vegas with his best of all worlds Las Vegas residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from the Van Halen years, Sammy solo hits, and more, only in Las Vegas this March 11th through the 21st and September 18th to the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Not funny, easy money. Not funny.
Uh-oh. My screen didn't go black every 5 seconds. I'd be able to read it. But easy money said.
It is.
Oh, my God. Foul. We haven't handed out fouls in a long time. That's a foul.
He draws the foul.
I handed out a foul earlier, too. I forgot what it was. Adam Schefter, San Diego, LA Chargers trade for an offensive lineman from New Orleans. Live cool. on TV. What year is it? It's 2025, correct?
That just means the NFL is still wrong.
Everybody knows it. A lot of trades going down in the NFL. We'll try to keep you updated on most of them as they progress. How about the Jets, by the way, racking up a bunch of first-round picks?
Yeah, they've got three now through these.
Trevor Story is not opting out of his contract. Anybody surprised by that?
No. That's a guy who has underachieved for the entirety of his career after that monster open that he had in Colorado.
Yeah. Cubs have traded Andrew Kittredge back to Baltimore for cash considerations. You know what that means, Frank?
Loan deal has expired.
Yes. He basically was put on loan to the Chicago Cubs. Okay. Let's get to this, last time. We're going to talk more about the Padres offseason now, and things are a little bit different as we go to the next segment, the Padres offseason outlook. There's a lot of questions that need to be talked about, bullpen picture, everything like that, qualifying offers. We do have Major League Baseball's list of qualifying offers we can get to this hour, too. But let's put the final bow on this Yu Darvish conversation, I would say, for the day. So it was announced at the beginning of probably an hour ago.
Yeah, it was right at the top of the hour.
Right at the top of the hour. That the San Diego Padres, and they put the press release out, medical update on Yu Darvish, that starter Yu Darvish will miss the 2026 season after undergoing surgery to prepare a torn flexor tendon and an internal brace in his elbow. This is significant for a couple of different reasons. At the beginning part, you're getting Darvish, or you're getting Musgrove back and you're losing Darvish. So at least you get somebody picked up. The difference is, though, is you're expecting Joe Musgrove to be able to get you a lot more than just 15 starts a season for two seasons, right? That's what Darvish has averaged the last 2 years. He has been having ongoing elbow issues since 2023. So hopefully this is something that they have now fixed, but he's not going to come back until at least he's 40 years old in the 2027 year, which you don't even know if you're playing yet. You don't even know if you're playing in 2027. And if you are playing in 2027, you don't even know what part of the year. So best case scenario, you're getting a shortened, you get Yu Darvish for one and maybe a half season, right, Frank? I mean, that's if everything goes well. So for $30 million, you're going to get him for a year and a half at age 40 and 41 after him performing, getting the surgery done. And you're going to pay him $16 million in 2026 for him not to pitch. And so the conversation was, and we continue to have this conversation now in this particular segment, the conversation was either you're paying $16 million next year for Yu Darvish to be part of the rotation in some capacity, or he retires and you're getting the $16 million to invest in some other type of starting pitching. Now, you're paying the $16 million and you don't get Yu Darvish. That is the worst case scenario for the Padres when it comes to their starting rotation for 2026. Now, I will say this, because I saw it in the chat, it is true. These are all of these problems that happen. It seems to happen all the time for the Padres, but Paul Adam put it in the chat. It makes us, it's totally true. Every year, no prospects, no money, no roster, yet somehow put a winning product on the field. It's weird how that works. I don't think the Padres are doomed for potentially, making the playoffs. I still think, even without Yu Darvish, if the team didn't change anything and just went into the season like this, I still think they compete for a playoff spot because of the stars that they have signed and the stars that they have under contract. This is still a playoff team. The bullpen is still good, might be a little bit thinner, still good. The farm system that they have and the bullpen arms they have in the farm could help out there. Their starting lineup is still good. You don't have to worry about the outfield. Your infield is pretty much set with the exception of first base. You have a catcher now. The lineup for the Padres, without making any type of improvements, is still a playoff-level lineup. Is that a lineup that's going to win in the playoffs? No, probably not. But they will be there. As of right now, if you didn't change anything, made no signings during the offseason, and you just backfilled the roster with whatever you got down there in the minor leagues, they're still a playoff-level team. Not a team that's going to win a World Series, but a playoff-level team. So they're going to have a successful season, I would think, in 2026. Now, a lot of things will change. But again, you have a playoff it's better than a lot of teams in the National League. So it's not a doom and gloom panic session, but it's an added problem that you're going to have to address during the offseason. And you're either going to have to take a lot, you're going to have to try to win the lottery, which you've done a couple of times now with guys like Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha and Michael King. Two of those guys you picked up in free agency, one of them you signed, or one of them you traded for. And so maybe the conversation, maybe it's Johnny Brito is the guy that comes out and shoves next year coming off of Tommy John surgery. You know, maybe Matt Waldron's back. Maybe they get J.P. Sears to pitch at a high level. I doubt it, but I mean, these are the pieces that get put together as the season goes on. You never know who's going to excel and who's not. But you have a couple of options. You either pull some guys up from the minor leagues in the bullpen and convert some bullpen arms into starters, or, you know, sign bullpen arms and then convert current bullpen arms to starters. The only two that fit that category, Mason Miller, Adrian Morihone. That comes with risk. All of these decisions come with risk. And if you're a team like the Padres that doesn't have a massive TV deal and doesn't have unlimited resources, these are moves that you have to take risks if you want to try to win a World Series. So that's one of the options. Another option is throw a ton of money at the free agent market, but then not improve your lineup. They could also do that. I mean, they have a lineup. They could just roll with what they got and backfill with some, you know, some Jason Haywards of the world and Nelson Cruzes of the world and old guys that are making less than $1 million. Maybe you fill out a bench with some of those players, or you don't improve your slug at all, but you put a ton of money in a guy like Shota Imanaga, or you put all your money in Michael King. You could do that too. I don't think that's necessarily beneficial either. Or you do the lottery pick. Or you make some trades. And I think the trading is probably a little bit more likely than anything else. Are you going to trade for a rental pitcher? I think it's possible. We saw the rumors that the Nationals were dangling the carrot of Mackenzie Gore. That's something else you could potentially do. Trade for Mackenzie Gore to come back, since he is in a point where you have a year and a year. I think you got 2 years of control of him. See him back in a Padres uniform. Start looking through the free agent list. You take, you know, hopefully get a lottery pick. In reality, you win the lottery and you can get Ruben Niebla, if he's still part of the organization, to get guys like Chris Paddock on board. I mean, there is risk involved with a lot of these moves that you would have to make. It's just an interesting conversation. And it makes it a little bit more crazy of an offseason for A.J. Preller. I mean, A.J. Preller's got to be creative. We don't know how much money they're willing to spend. We don't know how much money they have to spend. But this news about Yu Darvish performing surgery, getting surgery done, and then missing off 2026 puts a wrinkle in a lot of things. And there's more off-season items that we have to discuss about the Padres, and we will continue that conversation when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show, San Jose Sports Station 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fan. You had a long week this week.
It's election day, too.
It is. We're only voting on one thing in town, right?
I believe so.
It's the Prop 50 thing?
I think so.
Yeah, because I got the ballot in the mail, and I was like, all right, so what am I... That's it? All right, well, okay. That's easy enough. Anyway, go out and vote. It's an election day. It's also college football playoff announcement day in terms of the first round of the rankings. I slightly care more about that.
Something I think we'll discuss a little bit more in depth tomorrow. We have
You know what? This is what we get for trying to plan ahead. I thought this was going to be the case when we did some recordings yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
this still, is not the case because
it still works.
Well, our recordings still work, but that's I thought for sure we'd get a managerial hire that just screws everything up. Which we love. We really appreciate that. But this is what I'm talking about. Off air, we made it through the first 2 hours, we just ripped through on the show. Well, yep. The entire show we've ripped through. The show's gone by so fast today. We ripped through the first two hours, and I go, okay, here's some things that we missed, Frank. Let's get ahead. Let's get this thing planned out so we stay on track and get to everything we want to talk about. And we planned the day before. I mean, I was so excited to get to work today because I knew of all this stuff we're going to talk about. And so I said, we'll do the sports thread at noon. We'll do college. We didn't even talk about the Aztecs yet. Aztec basketball's tonight.
Yes.
I got this big preview for the Aztecs and for USD. Maybe we get to that next. I was like, we'll do that. We'll do the Aztec basketball. College basketball preview. We'll get to week 9 overreactions, you know, in the noon hour, and then at 1 o'clock we'll do this, we'll do that, and then we got the news that Yu Darvish is having surgery, or he had surgery, successful surgery, and he's going to be out for 2026.
This is why
the Padres are the gift that keeps on giving.
No, it's not even that. It's we were like I said, me and my friends had a league race at Talladega on iRacing yesterday. And they're trying to figure out plans and like doing all this stuff whenever they want to do it. And I'm like, why are we worried about a plan? Because plans never go to plan. So just don't have a plan. Just drive. Go fast. It's kind of how we felt today. It's like, why bother having a plan? Because plans never go to plan.
I remember when I was producing, I remember like days where I would get, you know, two shows ago, loved guests, right? Love you. Frank, how many times do I tell you we need a guest? Never.
No.
I don't think I've ever told you we need a guest. I'll throw out ideas like, hey, it'd be nice to have these people on.
We have...
And we have a guest tomorrow.
We have San Diego State cornerback Chris Johnson coming on the show tomorrow. So that'll be fun. That'll be, I believe, at 12:30 in that area, that time frame.
Right. I like timely guests. I like mixing it up. It's good to get previews of things from coaches or players. I mean, local athletes on are also great. Like, I don't mind. Yeah, two shows ago, I like to have almost three guests a day. And I was just like, okay, well, this is... And so, like, every morning I'd be stressed trying to find guests for the show. Because it'd have to be timely, too. And so there'd be weeks where I'm like, okay, I don't have time to do this. I'm going to... Like I'd have like extra time on the weekend. I'm going to lock in and get, I'm going to book three guests a day for the next 5 days. And I'd get it all together. I'd plan it all out. Here's all our guests. And then we'd get breaking news, and then I'd have to cancel all the guests. And I'm like, this is why I don't do this thing. This is why, or like, you know, I look at the situation with, you know, the guest again with, you know, planning ahead with some of these things. And it would be like I went out and did multiple emails with a team like you do to get bigger guests. And I'd go through all this effort and be like, we can only do it at this time. And then that would be the time where we'd have to cancel it because it wouldn't make sense. And I'd be like, okay, well, I'm not going to get this again. Like, we have to get this guy.
That's why I don't really do stuff like that. Like, if we get a player, like, we had players and broadcasters on all the time. I kind of build the show around the guest. Like, if I know, like, I don't plan the shows out early. But if I get a guest on Tuesday for Friday, then I know, like, okay, well, now we can ease into it. We can fit that puzzle in that way.
So that whole planning thing was like, I knew something was going to happen. That's what we do for get planning ahead. See, you get punished for planning ahead in radio. Don't, it's better just to, like, wing it.
Don't plan, because the plan never goes to plan.
That's right. We have multiple backup plans for a lot of things.
But then again, if you don't have a plan, then you can't blame the plan when plans don't go to plan.
What plan was that?
No plan.
Plan A, B, C, D, E, F. Okay. Well, we have some time. Do you want to talk about college basketball tonight?
Yeah.
Let's talk college basketball.
Let's talk basketball.
We don't have that clip.
We don't have, no, there's no liner for that.
Disney did not make a basketball Remember the Titans.
No. Coach Carter?
I don't think they has Let's Talk Basketball.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But like that would be like your equivalent to Remember the Titans for basketball, no?
Coach Carter's a good movie.
Coach Carter's a really good movie.
All right. Mark Ziegler laid out a basketball preview for the Aztecs for 2025-2026. Game tonight's on KOSI, by the way. KOSI picked up all the non-con games that were not picked up by ESPN.
All non-conference games will be on KUSI.
With our friend
yesterday.
Steve Quist on the call. We're going to have to get Steve on the show.
Yes, absolutely.
He could talk UCSD basketball and Aztec basketball, apparently.
UCSD had a nice little win last night.
Yes, they did. UCSD won last night, 105-73. Clint Allard's first career win as a head coach at UCSD. Congratulations to him, friend of the show. Let's talk about Aztec basketball. Okay. It's been 231 days since the Aztecs' humiliating 95-68 loss to North Carolina in the NCAA tournament's first four in Dayton. National stage blowout still fuels this team's fire, apparently. Junior guard Miles Byrd says it's been, quote, our motivating factor all summer. He remembers the sting of being embarrassed on national television and vows the Aztecs won't take that mindset lightly again. The goal now is to turn that embarrassment into energy as San Diego State opens its 2025-2026 season tonight at Viejas Arena against Long Beach State, a matchup with both familiarity and intrigue. Head coach Brian Dutcher says his team is talented, motivated, and ready to grow, but he's realistic. Quote, I know we'll eventually have a good team. Whether we'll have one right from the start, that I don't know. Here's your lineup updates, injury updates. Magoon Gwath, the 7-foot sophomore, Mountain West freshman and defensive player of the year from last year, recovering from knee surgery, is likely to make his season debut November 18th against Troy. So don't expect to see Gwath until you see the Aztecs take on Troy later in the month. Reese Dixon Waters is back, preseason all-conference, leading scorer from exhibitions, is questionable with an illness tonight. Will be a game time decision, but he missed all of last year. He is back for the Aztecs in the 2025 season. Questionable for tonight's game, back for the season though on the year. He looked really good in the exhibition games, looked really good against USD last week. The rotation at point guard and center remains unsettled. At point guard, you could have Taj DeGourville, who started against UCLA. You can also have Sean Newman Jr., the transfer, who started against USD. At center, same thing. Miles Heide started against UCLA. Farrell Compton started against USD. Dutcher hints this could be a season-long rotation based on performance and matchups. The depth that the Aztecs have it's great. They got great depth. Now, who they're playing? Long Beach State. They're just called the Beach now. Did we talk? Have we bitched, moaned, and complained about this?
No.
They used to be called the 49ers, and they're mean or something. So now it's the Beach.
I thought that was San Francisco was the 49ers. No, the university, not I know the football team. I thought the university was also the 49ers.
The University of San Francisco, that would be the Dons. USF is the Dons.
Oh.
There's not a lot of Dons out there, but USF and.
Oh no! I'm thinking of Charlotte. They're both
Charlotte's the 49ers too.
They both have that dark, like Hunter Green. That's what I was thinking of. Charlotte.
You just heard 49ers and thought of that.
Yeah.
Long Beach State is the beach now. I don't know why. The baseball team's still called the Dirtbags, though. So good for them. But the Long Beach State Beach, the beach, is the dumbest name I have ever heard for a mascot. Their mascot for a team name. Their mascot's a shark, and their nickname's the beach. Long Beach State Beach. That's true.
Truer words have never been spoken, Nate.
Can we change it to something else? Long Beach State Beach is the dumbest name ever. It's stupid.
When I wrote that for the preview a couple days ago, I was like, I went to like three different places to make sure that was right.
The Long Beach State Beach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's dumb. It's stupid. I will flat out say it.
I didn't even believe their athletics.
The website. Long Beach State. How do you broadcast like that? I've done Long Beach State games. I just call them Long Beach State. I can't, because Dirtbags is only for their baseball team.
Also, as we pointed out earlier in the show, Wyoming is not a country.
It's great country
Long
up
Beach
there.
Is not a state.
But San Diego is. Just
yes.
Ask the show. All right, so Long Beach State. Head coach Chris Acker, former San Diego State assistant under Dutcher for 5 years. Massive roster turnover, 13 new players, transfers or freshmen, only one returning player who averaged 5.2 points per game. Former Aztec DeMarche Johnson Jr. returns to Viejas as a beach player after 4 seasons with San Diego State. Early season results, they scrimmaged Point Loma Nazarene, D2 school over here. They lost. So they lost to Point Loma Nazarene in a scrimmage. They did have a convincing win over LMU out of the West Coast Conference by 24 points in an exhibition. Dutcher's take on Long Beach State, as reported by Mark Ziegler in the San Diego Union-Tribune, quote, they look like an Aztec team, guard hard, fundamentally sound, well-coached. Game is televised tonight at 7 o'clock on KUSI, part of a 6-game local non-conference TV package after CBS and Fox Sports declined most of those matchups. Steve Quist will handle play-by-play for both men's and women's games on KUSI and the Mountain West Network stream. As noted by Wilbur the Wildcat in our YouTube chat, he is a U of A guy. Also does he's the main broadcaster for UCSD, so that's fun. Aztecs have won 18 straight season openers versus unranked teams. They've also won 58 straight games. Blank screen versus Big West teams, dominance that dates back decades. After an offseason focused on mental reset and toughness, Aztecs are eager to prove last March was a fluke and not a trend. Should be a good game tonight for San Diego State and Long Beach State. Now, as for USD, the Toreros are in action against Occidental. USD against Occidental. Couple of things that they want to do tonight. They want to dominate the paint, something they didn't do against San Diego State. Crash the glass, establish high-low action, be able to get to the free throw line. And on defense, trying to set the tone from the jump, high energy and aggression, trying to get some shutout possessions. And what a term that they're using, and Coach Lavin, KYP, know your personnel. Try to make shooters dribble, keep drivers out of the paint, take away five-man's vision with high hands, ball pressure, the orchestrator of Occidental's offense, and try to not give up transitional threes. And if they could do that tonight, they will be able to beat Occidental. And hopefully, USD should be able to beat Occidental tonight. And hopefully it's a clean sweep for UCSD, USD, and San Diego State. John Aguilar. How about the Banana Slugs versus the Beach? That would be a great game. Yeah, it would. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Vince in San Marcos. Vince, what's going on, man?
Always a pleasure to be live on the airwaves of 96.7.3 The Fan. Now listen, over 1,000 miles away last night, the Los Angeles Lakers pulled down a W. No LeBron, no Luka, no Austin Reeves. It was great to see the kids holding it down. And one final thing before I go, I had no idea that statesmen were allowed in the chat.
They are. We respect all here. All alumni. Did he have to do the 6-7 part? Was that necessary?
No.
I didn't even know that was a little... I know it's part of a song. I know all the kids do it now. The kids nowadays.
I don't get it.
I saw a lot of the jokes for the Halloween. I don't understand what it is. I don't really get it either. I guess, like, doing this is like
part
of
really,
the deal. What is this? This is like the deal?
I guess so. I know it doesn't really have a meaning other than just being an annoying child, but I don't, I don't get it.
We should ask Chris Ella what it means. I think we should.
Scraby, we just
have
found
Chris Ella do the 6-7 dance or whatever.
Scraby, we just found your new short for your new YouTube channel.
It was so forced the other day, like 2 weeks ago. I'm driving home from football practice, and Kevin Harlan is doing the game with Kurt Warner on Westwood One that is aired here on 97 Through the Fan for Monday Night Football. And he, Kurt Warner, tried to force the 6-7 deal. Like, so bad. He tried to force it into the broadcast, and then Harlan's like, really? And then Harlan did it, and I'm like, okay. Once Kevin Harlan and Kurt, and once they start doing it,
there's a certain crop
it's over.
There's a certain crop of people that when they start doing it, it's a dead trend.
We got enough high school parents in our YouTube chat that can explain to us what the 6-7 thing is. They have to know. And if you don't know, just start saying it around your kids and they'll be cringe and they don't want to do it anymore. We've got to try to end some of these like crazy trends that kids do.
And SD Mike in the chat even said, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just a thing that happens. It's just a thing that's said. But, like, why?
I don't know. I don't get what it means. Don't really care. Where's the beef, I guess? Whatever. We'll be doing it as it calls high school football. Brent Musburger's calling high school football games?
Why not?
I didn't know what happened to him.
He's old.
And
dude.
Creepy. He made those comments about that Alabama quarterback. Who was that quarterback
again?
That was years ago.
AJ McCarron's girlfriend.
Yeah. Creepy. I guess he's doing high school games. I just saw him the other day. So last night, as I was working on stuff, the ESPN had 30 for 30s running. They had the Catholics versus Convicts one.
Oh, yeah.
Which was good. Brent Musburger was in that. I'm like, that was Brent Musburger. And then it went right into the Fab Five, which has a lot of Steve Fisher and Brian Dutcher, obviously. It was pretty cool. Brian Dutcher looks so, I mean, I know it's a long time ago. He looks so young on the bench. But the guy, like, he's such a straight shooter, Dutch.
Yeah.
Such a straight shooter. I mean, even in that interview, he's like, oh, the most important recruit we had was Juwan Howard. Recruited everything else after that. Hilarious. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. When we come back, put a bow on this show and talk about qualifying offers in Major League Baseball. There's a lot of other players out there that might be getting a qualifying offer. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Braden Surprise Show, San Jose Sports Station 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. All right. We got some time here. We talked about the college basketball that's tonight, USD and San Diego State. USD is playing Occidental at the JCP. That game will tip off at 6 o'clock. You can watch me on ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock with Jack Cronin, USD basketball, home opener, first game of the season. And then, after the game is over, you could go tune into KUSI. Watch the Aztecs. You got both games that you can watch tonight. It's great. Steve Quist on the call of the game on KUSI. Should be a fun time, Frank. Look forward to it.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about the college football stuff tomorrow. We will have rankings to break down. College football playoff selection committee is going to release their top 25 today. That's always so exciting.
Once again, I've got next to no work to do tonight to prepare for tomorrow's show.
Oh, getting out ahead. Getting out ahead. Now, with what's going on, Susan, talking about 6'7", what does it mean? If Frank were a Pokemon, it'd be Psyduck. Are you kidding me, Juan? Foul.
I don't.
He draws the foul.
Throws haymakers at you all the time.
I'm going to give myself a preempt.
He draws the foul.
I don't know what that means.
Psyduck kind of looks like a platypus.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a lame Pokemon, I think.
Okay.
I think that's where he's going on with that. Because Juan does like to talk smack to you.
If you're going to insult me, make sure I understand the insult.
I see the Yu Darvish news. We had Clark Fahrenthold on our show. He goes, did folks actually think Yu Darvish was going to retire and willingly hand back $46 million in guaranteed money to the organization? Well, he did that when he was on the restricted list.
Yeah.
Did he not do that?
He did.
He gave money back. Yeah, he did exactly that.
He said he would not. Yeah, he said he would not accept payment during the time he was on the restricted list. That he put himself on.
He put himself on the restricted list. Nobody told him to do that. Restricted list is for guys that did bad things that shouldn't be getting paid. He asked to be on it to save the Padres money. He willingly gave back money. So yeah, he's made so much to a point that is a very believable thing. So who knows? Maybe he does retire. I doubt it now after having surgery. But anyway, let's talk about the qualifying offer decision. So these need to be done before the end of the week. I think by November 6th, I think when they open up the market, you got to have your qualifying offers in. MLB business calendar flips instantly into free agency, and that begins with the qualifying offer decisions. Each year, teams have 5 days after the World Series to extend a one-year, $22 million qualifying offer to eligible free agents. Players who accept return on that one-year deal. Players who decline it hit free agency, and if they sign elsewhere, their former team gets a draft pick. That's basically what this is about. There's certain players that are eligible for a qualifying offer. Since the qualifying offer system began in 2012, we talked about this earlier on the show, 144 players have received the offer. Only 14 have accepted. Since 2012, I'm going to say it again because it's kind of crazy. It's not that crazy, but this is like the likelihood that these guys will actually take on these offers. And most of it is teams only offer these deals to players that they know are going to say no. There's not a lot, or that they're willing to pay $22 million to. 144 players have received a qualifying offer since 2012. Only 14 have accepted said qualifying offer. That's approximately 10%. It's almost always a formality for stars who know they'll command multi-year deals. This year's decisions will shape several rotations and lineups across baseball, and notably affect the Padres, who have four players in the conversation. MLB.com basically listed it as big names and then kind of bubble players teams have to really think about before they end up bringing somebody back at $22 million that they don't necessarily want. Here's our players that are guaranteed to receive qualifying offers that will almost certainly decline. Tell me if any of these are wrong, Frank. Bo Bichette.
He'll receive a qualifying offer.
I know, but like, will he accept it? No.
Oh, no, no.
Edwin Diaz.
No.
No, he won't accept. Kyle Schwarber, no. Ranger Suarez, no. Kyle Tucker, no. Framber Valdez,
no.
No. None of those guys will settle for a one-year deal. expect long-term contracts north of $100 million, especially for Tucker and Valdez, who might be the biggest names on the market in 2025-2026. Bo Bichette might have considered accepting to rebuild value after injury, but his 2025 numbers were too strong to justify accepting a qualifying offer.
And his postseason, I think, was too good.
I agree. I wouldn't accept a qualifying offer if I was Bo Bichette. Then there's the bubble players. These are the borderline qualifying offer cases where teams must weigh the risk versus reward, including several Padres that are on this list. Hitters, Luis Arraez. Once an elite contact hitter, .335 batting average from 2022 to 2023, dipped to a .292 with a 99 OPS plus in 2025, his weakest full season. His lack of power or defensive versatility limits his value. I would expect the Padres to not offer him a qualifying offer.
No. Would not offer him one because he will accept it.
MLB.com suggests the bigger question on Luis Arraez is whether he even gets a full-time starting job on the open market. Yes or no?
No.
I don't think he does. The only place I think he would get a full-time starting job is probably here. But that ain't for $15 million a year.
He unfortunately, like I said last week, his skill set, he's a player of a bygone era. He doesn't have a place as an everyday player in this league right now.
I don't think so either. I mean, if you look at the teams in Major League Baseball, where...
I'm seeing all the, but who would bat second?
Oh, true. Yeah, who would bat second if we don't re-sign him? That's a good point. If you look at Major League Baseball, and just look at the Major League Baseball standings. Look at the teams. Like, let's talk about the National League. Mm-hmm. Where's he starting in the National League at first base? Like, what team is going to give him $15 million to be their starting first baseman? It ain't Philly.
Cincinnati.
It's not the Mets. It's not the maybe the Marlins bring him back. I doubt it. They traded him the first time.
And he wasn't all that thrilled about leaving Miami in the first place.
Atlanta? No.
When you have Matt Olson, not a chance.
Why would Washington spend money on a guy like Luis Arraez right now?
There's no reason.
Pittsburgh.
Possibly.
Not for $15 million.
No, unless they think
that's going to be the guy that's going to buy them tickets, get them tickets. Like, is he a guy that's a veteran player that's going to sell tickets? Not really.
No.
He could be like the cheap star option for a poor team like the Pirates. Like, hey, look, we got Luis Arraez. Like, hey, you can't hate us. We're trying. It's not the Cubs. It's not the Brewers. Cardinals, no.
No. The Reds might.
Maybe. At least they play in a bandbox.
Young team.
I could see the Rockies spending money on Luis Arraez. That's such a Rockies move.
Yeah.
I don't see the Giants or the Diamondbacks, and it goes back to the question here with Luis Arraez, right? And I think this is a fair question to ask when it comes to re-signing these players that are on your team. Are you upset if Luis Arraez, like, do you think Luis Arraez signing with, are you upset if he were to sign with your biggest rival and play against you? Do you think?
No.
Are you afraid?
No.
No. I'm not afraid.
I'd be annoyed if he succeeded, but I wouldn't be scared.
But I would bank on it not happening. Yeah, I would not be afraid to face him on the Diamondbacks or the Giants or the Dodgers. I wouldn't care. No qualifying offer. Interesting one here. Trent Grisham for the Yankees. Breakout 2025, 34 home runs, 21 on the road, proving it wasn't just Yankee Stadium. High strikeout rate, declining defense, speed concerns complicate things. Do you think the Yankees give him a $22 million one-year deal qualifying offer?
No.
They're going to lose Bellinger potentially.
Okay.
Are you willing to, are the Yankees able to lose Grisham and Bellinger?
Yes.
This is not like your dad's Yankees, though. Like, this is like a cheaper version of the Yankees.
Yeah. No, they're not going to give him a qualifying offer. I don't see that.
I think it'd be a risky move because I think Trent would take a qualifying offer.
100%. If he's getting $22 million handed to him, he's taking it.
MLB.com thinks Trent Grisham will receive a qualifying offer and take it because the Yankees don't want to lose Grisham and Bellinger and have to redo their whole outfield around Judge.
They've had to do that every single year anyway.
I disagree with MLB.com. I don't know why the Yankees would be. With a team like the Yankees that can go get players for $22 million, why would they go get Trent Grisham?
There's no reason.
No reason. Jorge Polanco, the Mariners and Gleyber Torres of the Tigers. Productive, inconsistent. Polanco likely stays on a smaller deal. Torres' injury affected second half hurts leverage. I don't think either of them get a qualifying offer. You think Seattle should give Jorge Polanco $22 million?
No.
Gleyber Torres?
3-4 years ago, maybe, but not now.
Dylan Cease? Offer him a qualifying offer. He won't accept it. Exactly. Michael King, we talked about it. Offer him a qualifying offer. He won't accept it. Robert Suarez, don't offer him a qualifying offer. He would accept it.
Yes.
He opted out of 2 years, $16 million. You give him $22 million? You kidding me? No way. Plus, the Padres' bullpen depth is large. And here's the other thing. If he does accept that, if you were to give him that offer, not only would he accept it, but now all of a sudden you're wasting a $22 million on a closer when you need to go get a starting pitcher. Zach Gallen, Jack Flaherty, Shota Imanaga, Zach Eflin, Devin Williams. Any of those guys receive a qualifying offer?
Imanaga, probably. That's about it. I would say Imanaga because he would not accept it.
Here's what MLB.com predicted as we go to break. Bichette, Cease, Diaz, Flaherty, Gallen, Grisham, Imanaga, King, Schwarber, Tucker, Valdez, Ranger, Suarez all get offers and decline. Grisham and Flaherty accept. We'll talk more about that as the week goes on. We're about to find out what the qualifying offers are. Quinn and Chris coming up next. I do know that's a given. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Suprenant. Thanks again for tuning in to the Braden Suprenant Show. We'll recap the college football or college basketball day tomorrow on the show. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.